With the Chinese government announcing an end to its reserve purchasing program, with rain finally falling in West Texas, the market ran out of reasons for prices to hold strong this spring and is still looking for a support level that prices can maintain. For much of the past 2 weeks, prices were able to hold to levels near 68 cents per pound. However, at the end of last week, values collapsed right through the 68 cent mark and fell to levels near 65, where they had been trading most recently. From a fundamental standpoint, not much changed over the past week. Crop progress slowed somewhat, with rates for both squaring and setting bowls falling slightly behind the five-year average. In the latest data, 87% of the national crop had reached a squaring stage. The five-year average is 89%. 49% of the national crop has begun setting bowls, while the five-year average is 51%. In terms of condition, there was a slight improvement in last week's data, with the proportion rated good or excellent increasing from 52 to 54%. The amount rated poor or very poor dropped from 14 to 13%. Export sales have been strong in recent weeks. However, sales will have to remain strong for several months to make a dent in the forecast increase in ending stocks, which are predicted to nearly double in the coming season from 2.8 million bales to 5.2 million. Primary reasons for the expected increase in stocks include a decrease in Chinese import demand and a larger U.S. harvest. While these factors have been known for some time, related activity in the futures market may have pushed prices lower last week. Most U.S. cotton is hedged by merchants taking short positions in the futures market. When the crop gets bigger, more short positions are required, and this can put downward pressure on prices. It is also important to note that for merchants to be able to buy short positions, there have to be offsetting long positions. And traditionally, speculators make up the majority of these long purchases. Like everyone else, speculators can take a look at the current balance sheet and see that a significant increase in supply is forecast. This is true not only for cotton, but also for corn and soybeans. And the sharp increases in ending stocks predicted for each of these crops likely led to withdrawal of speculative longs and funds that invest in agricultural commodities. In the case of cotton, we have seen speculator positions change from net long to net short over the past couple months of CFTC data. In the combination of more merchants looking to short the market at the same time that there has been an absence of participants willing to take long positions, likely contributed to recent decreases in prices. Eventually, prices will reach a level where demand and investor interest will surface in volumes sufficient to create a bottom. The question remains where and when that bottom may develop.